You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
The government has announced a $320 million funding boost for sexual and family violence support services in what is the biggest funding announcement of its kind. Around 1 million New Zealanders experience sexual or family violence each year, and Jacinda Ardern has made it a priority of the so-called wellbeing budget. I spoke with Head of Women's Refuge, Dr. Anne Sturey, about the announcement, finding out about its effects on both her organisation and violence rates in general. I began by asking her what her thoughts on the funding announcement were.
Hello.
Oh, hi there. This is Lachlan.
Oh, hello, Lachlan.
How are you?
I'm good, thank you. Yourself?
I'm pretty good, yeah. I'm getting used to the cold.
Weather's a little bit grey and gloomy looking today, isn't it?
Yeah, and I don't think I've quite dressed for it, but that's, that's okay. So I guess let's get right into it.
Yep.
So could I just get your thoughts on the budget announcement?
Okay, first off, it's a wonderful demonstration of the commitment this government's got to trying to deal with this problem once and for all. You know, this is one of the, well, it is the most significant funding announcement over a range of ministries that we've seen ever. So from that point of view, it's great. It's awesome to see a decent investment going into prevention, because actually, if we don't do the prevention, we're going to just keep picking up victims forever. So we need to work on the prevention stuff. And what else is really of note? Additional training for lawyers and the judiciary, I think, is well overdue. We see very inconsistent and uneven results from the courts. Investment in kaupapa Māori sexual violence services, all brilliant. All in all, a pretty good package. Unfortunately, there's nothing there explicitly targeted for services like ours,
so
which is a little disappointing.
This funding, it won't really, you won't get anything from it really?
Except potentially increased demand for our services.
I see. Well, that must be quite disappointing.
Just a little bit, to be honest, Lachlan, a little bit.
Why do you feel they haven't sort of explicitly given funding to services like yours that are used? There's a huge need for them.
I would imagine that, like I said, this is a foundation, and they couldn't answer all calls immediately, is all I can imagine. They've provided great sustainability funding for sexual violence, which they needed significantly. So it would appear we're just not, we might be next cab off the rank, shall we say. I mean, I'll be talking with various ministers and officials to see if there is anything, because the devil's in the detail, of course. You know, those are all very, very high-level numbers that we saw, very large numbers, and there will be a lot of things sitting amongst there. So, you know, there may be. I just don't know about it at this point in time.
And up until now, what has the funding levels been like for preventative measures and things like that?
Funding for prevention in New Zealand has been basically nil. I think something like about 1% or less of the spend across family violence, family and sexual violence services across the country, across the whole spending, has been on prevention. So, you know, this is big.
And why do you feel it's taken so long to get an investment like this when New Zealand has such high rates of sexual and family violence?
I'm not entirely sure about that. I'm presuming political will. There's been work ongoing around this idea of a more integrated response, so joining people together and agencies together, for quite a long time now. So I'm assuming that they have finally got to the place where, okay, we can actually see how something might work. I mean, the joint venture is key to that. So the bringing together of those 10 ministries to coordinate their work. That is was probably the precursor to a integrated budget like this.
And how important is it that there's funding specifically for the Māori-led programs?
I think it was an absolute imperative. You know, when we look at the over-representation of Māori across sexual violence and domestic violence services, the need to do something differently is patently clear. You know, there's no mistaking that. And there are only, I think, less than a handful of kaupapa Māori sexual violence services in existence at the moment. There might only be a couple. Now, that's not good enough. You know, they require specialist, dedicated services, which this should enable.
Do you feel that this will bring about pretty immediate changes, or is this something that we'll be seeing the effects of more long term?
I wish I could say that it would be immediate, but to be honest, I think any change in this area, given where we're coming from, is going to be long term. You know, we're talking generational change here. So, you know, there's no... I really can't see any immediate relief, but... You know, I'm happy to be proven wrong, more than happy to be proven wrong.
And is it, I suppose with investment or funding like this, quite a large funding block, are you hopeful that now future governments will be putting more money into preventing sexual and family violence? Is it more of an issue, do you feel, now that's on the government's agenda?
I would hope that they would keep programs rolling. You know, we've seen in the past where initiatives have been put in place and then either defunded or left to wither and die when there was a change of government. I would so hope that it doesn't happen this time, because we cannot keep going backwards and forwards. It needs to be sustained, and it needs to be, like, really focused for a period of years.
And while it is great, obviously, that there is such a large amount of funding, for organisations like yours that won't really be seeing much of it, what kind of how are you surviving?
We do a lot of fundraising. It's one of my major fears around this budget announcement, actually, because people will read the headlines, listen to the headlines, and see this huge boost to sexual and family violence, and assume that we've got a chunk, and we have an annual appeal coming up in July, which, if people think we're already being generously funded, people won't support it. So that's a worry for me. We have excellent community support across the country that does the top-up work. You know, government funds roughly 60% of our annual expenditure across the country, so we make the rest up however we can.
And you said earlier that you feel you might get, I suppose, more people might need to use your service after this announcement. How would that sort of work?
That remains to be seen. We operate pretty much at capacity most of the time. So an increase in service would be problematic for us. Mm. However, Refuge has dealt with increases in service demand before and managed it. It just means that things get stretched a little bit further, a little bit thinner. I'm hoping that there is some contingency in that budget announcement for...
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.